From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Trouble brewing along Devil's Hole Way. So ride, little beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha. Get him up, Hackles. Get him up. Get.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Before Red Rider hits the trail with his great horse Thunder, here's a word about another champion. Fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, judged America's finest by baking experts. Here's a loaf of bread that's doing its part these days when every ounce of energy counts. Here's a delicious loaf of bread that packs a 1-2 energy punch. One, fresh Langendorf bread contains the nerve and energy vitamin B1. Two, fresh Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. An energy loaf? Yes, indeed. Jam-packed with energy-building food values so needed in these action-filled days. And you'll like it. Langendorf bread is wonderfully smooth in texture, creamy, delicious, and stays deliciously fresh longer. No wonder enthusiastic thousands say, for goodness sake and for energy's sake, I always reach for Langendorf bread. Make a note right now to get America's finest bread, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, next time you're at your grocer's. Fresno Yawless and his vicious crew turned over to the United States Marshal, and with the Pancho Kid's reputation redeemed, Red Rider and Little Beaver have returned to Painted Valley. As we join them, they're on their way into the Devil's Hole Bank to draw the payroll for the current month. But already pulling into Devil's Hole are Mary Ann Rutledge and her younger brother Jeff, in town to tend their chores and do their monthly banking.
Here, Jeff, there's room at the hitch rack in front of the bank.
Whoa, Starlight, whoa. Here, sis. I'll help you down. There we are.
Thanks, Jeff. Now, let me see. Flour, sugar, gingham. You better cash the payroll check, Jeff, while I go to Bender's and start the shopping.
Okay, I'll meet you over there in a few minutes.
Slow down, Thunder.
We sure ride him in the devil, so plenty fast, Red Rider.
Thunder must be feeling his oats today. Think it might be spring in the air, Little Beaver?
Maybe. Run him to Miss Jane's school. In spring, all man's fancy turn to think him of squaw.
Well, I knew school would do something for you, but I never guessed it would make you poetic. You know, Little Beaver...
Red Rider, down by street!
Hey. Look at them galoots running and throwing lead. Little Beaver, someone must have held the bank. Come on.
Shake him up, Papoose. Get.
Start running, fella. Get me near him. Come on, Thunder.
Reach your horses, man. Look at your horses.
We sure lose him, Red Rider.
Oh, boy. Hold up, Thunder. Confound it. They had just enough head start to reach the hills before we could see them. Whoever they are, that gang is tough, treacherous, and plenty experienced.
If bank hold up, bet your men in town got killed.
Right, and that's just what I'm aiming to find out.
Sheriff!
folks, won't you be quiet a minute and give Jeff a chance to finish telling us what he saw? All right, Jeff. What then?
Well, Red, it's like I said. I was starting into the bank when they come backing out. And just as the doors opened, I saw that big fella cut down on Mr. Davenport, the president of the bank. And then, quick as a flash, he'd plugged Ed Mack and old Dennis.
This big one. Did he see you?
Well, likely he did when he ran for his horse. I jumped behind the door. And that's when I started shooting and brought down the gunman the sheriff just took to the lockup.
Oh, Jeff, I wish you'd go to the doctor's with me and have that wound looked at.
Oh, gosh, sis, it's only a scratch.
It isn't bad, Marianne. I looked at it.
Nothing's bad, according to you, Red. The bank's been held up and two men murdered, so everyone else has got to go soaked while you try to catch the crooks who did it.
Sis, you treat me as if I was a kid. Go on, Red. Anything else I can tell you?
No, nothing, Jeff. Unless you could describe the man who did the killing.
Well, he was tall, lanky, sandy hair, had a scar about 2 inches right down here under his cheek.
Well, so that's who it was.
Who is it, Red? You know him?
Not personally, but I've heard all about him for months now. Scarbone Clawson, about the worst outlaw since Billy the Kid.
Well, golly.
Red Ryder, Scarbone, him man you telling me about. Him never leaving witnesses alive to identify him.
Well, that's his reputation, Little Beaver. So far, the law's never found a man to identify him in court.
Red, is that true? He kills everyone who ever sees him?
I can't say, miss. All I know is what I've heard.
Well, doggone it, this is one time he slipped up. By golly, I saw him. I can identify him anywhere.
Jeff, are you crazy? Don't you realize what it means if you get up in court and
look
say...
here, Marianne. No Rutledge ever back down for any sidewinding crook. And besides, I don't scare
look
at all.
Look him, Red Ryder. Here come him, Sheriff.
Hi, Sheriff. Well, I got that murdering coyote where he'll not get out till he stands trial.
Who is he, Sheriff? What name did he give you?
Name? He won't even open his mouth. Not one word out of him. Had to book him as John Doe.
Well, at least we know who he was working with. Jeff identified the leader of the gang as Scarbone Clawson.
Scarbone Clawson, huh? Well, in that case, I'm going to wire the Capitol and have a circuit judge sent here tomorrow morning. When you've got one of Scarbone's men in jail, better have the trial and have it quick.
Sheriff, if you're counting on my brother identifying that criminal in court, you can forget it. You think I'm going to have Jeff walking around a target for an outlaw's bullets? Well, I should say not.
Now, hold on,
now,
Miss
Marianne, what do you think can happen to Jeff? We'll all be in court to protect him in case Scarbone tries to break up the trial and get his man loose.
Well, it's fine for you to talk. It's not you they'll be gunning for.
You might as well stop that, Marianne. I don't care what you say. When court opens tomorrow, I'll be in that witness chair.
Find out in Devil's Hole.
Oh, well, they winged Drago all right. They got him in jail.
Oh, they don't think they can keep him there, do they?
Oh, I guess not. That's why they sent for a special judge, and they're putting him on trial tomorrow.
Yeah? Well, I'll walk right down that courthouse aisle and back again with Drago with me. Courts.
I wouldn't show my face in town if I was you.
No? Why not?
That young puncher who was outside the door, he's seen you. He's going to identify you as the leader of the band.
What? Well, I shot him. I saw him crumple up myself.
Now, your slug just scratched him, that's all. Just knocked him down.
Well, he'd been better off if he'd have stayed shot.
What do you mean?
Well, if he thinks he's going into court and identify me, he's done his last thinking.
Nothing's going to happen to Jeff.
No. You yourself told us that murderer's reputation. Never to leave a witness alive.
But we're all here with Jeff. Nothing can happen.
Nothing had better happen. That's all I can say.
You saw him, sir, Joe, do the whole truth, put truth up, Joe?
I do.
I'm sitting in that chair.
Red, I'm scared.
Now, now, there's nothing to be scared of, Marianne.
I shoot him, Jeff Rutledge.
Jeff!
Come on, men.
Get after those killers. Come on, Buster!
they could have got away with it. Shot that poor boy down in cold blood.
Oh, it's my fault. If I hadn't been such a stubborn fool and I'd listened to Marianne, it never would have happened.
Even if you were to blame, Red, and you weren't, that ain't going to bring young Jeff back.
No, and it's not going to make Marianne feel any better either. Oh, poor kid. Folks dead, and then to lose a brother she practically brought up by herself.
Mm. We catch him, Scarbone Clawson, Red Rider, and make him pay back good.
That talk's easy, little beaver. But with a man like that, it's going to take a lot more than just wishing to make it happen.
And that's a fact, Red. You know, with our witness killed now, and us not actually getting a good, clean look at the men who did it, there wouldn't be much we could hold Scarbone on, even if you were to find him.
Well, I never thought of that, Sheriff. But you're sure right. Jeff was the only man who could swear he had something to do with the bank holdup and killed him.
That's it.
And we didn't see the man who murdered Jeff.
That don't look him good. What you think you do, Red Rider?
The first thing I'd better do when I get back to town is call on Marianne and do what I can for her. Marianne.
What sort of a man are you, Ryder, that after all you've done to me, you dare set foot in my house? Now get out. Get out. Get out!
Marianne, you've got to get hold of yourself and listen to me.
Oh, do I? Well...
Red Ryder, girl, she's going to throw a lamp at you!
And that won't be all!
Look out, little beaver. I've got to grab her. Oh, Marianne, don't let yourself go like that.
Red, let me go! Oh, Red, how could you let Jeff get killed like that? He was only a boy. He wasn't 18 yet.
Now, please. Oh, I'd give my right arm, both my arms, if it would do any good. But one thing I promise you. I'm going to get Scarbone Clawson if it takes every last day of my life.
You're going to get Clawson. Well, listen to me, Red Rider. This never would have happened if you hadn't interfered. And I certainly don't need you or any of your so-called help now when it's too late.
But, Marianne, someone's got to help you square accounts with Scarbone.
Don't you ever believe it. It wasn't your brother that gunned down in cold blood. It was mine. And I'm going to get Mr. Clawson all by myself.
All right, Marianne, try it. But when it comes to having a showdown with that gun-crazy Jasper, you're going to have to beat me to it.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. But first, let's take an imaginary visit to the home of Langendorf Bread. We step inside. We see the Langendorf bakers busy at their work. Delicious loaves of bread are just coming out of the oven. Mmm, does this fresh bread smell good? Oh, boy. Here's a loaf of bread so good, stays deliciously fresh so long, it's been judged America's finest by baking experts. And the fact that Langendorf bread stays deliciously fresh longer means something to you, especially if you take lunches to school or to work. Hours later at noontime, a sandwich made with Langendorf bread is still fresh and tasty. And among energy-giving foods, Langendorf bread is a real champion. Contains healthful proteins, carbohydrates, valuable minerals. And in addition, every bite packs this 1-2 energy punch. Langendorf bread contains the nerve and energy vitamin B1. And it's made with pure dextrose, world's greatest quick energy food. Can you use quick energy after a delicious lunch? Then this is the name to remember. Langendorf bread, favorite with thousands who want the finest. Yes, for goodness sake and for energy's sake, always reach for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's. Rejoining Red Rider, we find him in the corral of the Painted Valley Ranch, packing a saddle roll onto Thunder, while a little beaver stands watching, helpless.
Red Rider, me wish him you no go try and find Scarborough Clawson.
There's no use crying, little beaver. My mind's made up. Steady, Thunder. Easy, boy.
But why you no let him Sheriff or Miss Marianne find him?
Because Marianne's right. Now, here's the way it looks to me. Now, I've got a hunch with Robber's Roost only 40 miles from here. That's perhaps where Scarbone's gone to hide.
You got him good hunch, me think him.
Since we can't hang any of the killings on Scarbone without witnesses, The way I see it is, for me to go up there, act like a crook, get in with Clausen, then bait him into pulling some crime and catch him in the act.
And then better me go him too, huh?
No, siree. You stick around Devil's Hole till you find out which way Mary Ann's going to move. Then slap a saddle on your pinto and ride up to Robber's Roost. They won't think anything of it because there are two or three Indian tribes close by.
Me ride him like lightning up there and come tell them Red Rider.
Hold on. First place, if you do get there, make believe we're strangers. And secondly, it would never do for me to go there as Red Rider. Well, I'd better take another handle. Let me see. Suppose I call myself Red Rackham. That sounds mean enough.
Red Rackham. You betcha. Remember, Red Rackham.
It's a deal then, little fella. If Mary Ann Rutledge starts hitting the trail, you come after me, hightailing it for Hotspur. Steady, Thunder. All clear, little beaver?
Me no make him slip up.
Good. I'll be watching for you. All right, start rolling, Thunder. Head for Robber's Roost. Come on, Thunder! Give me a glass of water. I'm plumb thirsty. Water will taste good right now.
Well, why don't you give the dude a quart of milk and a nipple to drink it through? Give me a glass of water.
I take it you don't approve of water, mister?
I don't know why.
Because after looking at you, I'd say you hadn't used any water for 10 years, inside or out.
Yeah? You're pretty handy with them words, ain't you?
Not exactly. I'm handy with a few other things, too. Maybe you'd like to find out.
I sure would.
Then go on. Go for your gun and better make sure you fill your hand.
Are you smart talking? Oh,
you go right out of there.
Pass
out. What is that stranger in?
Cut my hand, did you? Well, I can still use it and tear you apart. Come on.
Never learned to duck, did you? Look, it's easy. Like this. Then like that.
All right. Now I'll take that glass of water.
Just a minute, friend. A mixer like you doesn't have to have water. You can have anything in the house, on me.
Thanks. Water's all I want just now, Scarbone.
Who? Who'd you call me?
Why, Scarbone. Scarbone Clausen. You didn't think that with a reputation like yours I wouldn't know you, did you? Why, I've heard about you from every sheriff and warden from Kansas West.
What were you doing with sheriffs?
Well, till I was 18, I spent more time in jail than out.
Yeah? I never seen or heard of you, mister.
Well, gosh, I didn't think you had. Takes time for a man to get a rep like you have, Scarbone.
Yeah, I guess it does at that. What's your handle, Redhead?
Rackham. Red Rackham.
Rackham, eh? No, I never did hear of you, but you're mighty fast, kid, with your iron and your duke.
Thanks, Scarbone. I've learned lately. Been up in Idaho. Read the papers much?
Sometimes. Why?
I thought if you had, you might have read about me. I'm the red-headed train robber the whole state's looking for.
Trains, eh?
Yeah.
Come over at the table, Red. I'd like to have a talk to you. Well, drag up a chair, Red, and make yourself comfortable.
Scarbone, I sure heard a lot about you. And, mister, it's all been bad.
Well, I'm glad you've heard, Red. I'd hate to think that I wasn't tough and mean, as they say, because you might get ideas, you know?
Not me. I operate alone. Keep my skirts clean and don't bother anyone. Move faster that way.
Maybe. But one man can't make much by himself. One man can't take a bank or blow a safe.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Well, trains are my specialty anyhow. Fast, easy, once you know how, and they've got no horses to light out after you with.
Well, I never thought of that, Red. May make sense. But couldn't, say, 5 men take a train easier than one?
5 men could overtake the Overland Flyer. There's big money on that train.
Well, I'm one, and I've got 3 others.
That alley cat I mix it with, one of your men, Scarbone?
Bat? he's all right. Just getting old. But give him a gun and a nice ambush, and you'll be satisfied.
You know, Scarbone, you started me thinking. Yeah, maybe you and me could tie up. That Overland Flyer carries enough mail and express to put us on Easy Street for the rest of our lives.
That's what I was thinking. Is the deal?
Red Rackham going partners with Scarbone Clausen? Oh, I'd be loco to refuse.
Put her there.
Howdy, partner. Well, Scarbone, I rode 70 miles to get here, and I'd like a little shut-eye now.
But what about the flyer, Red?
Oh, that. I got time for a few hours' sleep. The flyer's due through Granite Falls Pass around sundown. You get your boys organized and be ready to ride at 4. I told you to stay.
Let me stay. But Miss Marianne, she ride him out of Devil's Hole and hid this way.
Gilded Glory. Mm. That girl's bound to get into trouble. Now listen, Little Beaver. You turn that pinto and make tracks back for Devil's Hole. Tell the sheriff I baited Scarbone to hold up the Overland Flyer with me at sundown.
Hmm? You hold him up, train, Red Rider?
Only to jockey Clausen into a spot where we can arrest him and have proof enough to make it stick. Mm. Now you hightail it back and tell the sheriff to have a posse at the top of the pass.
About a mile past where track come out of tunnel, huh?
Right. And tell him when the train gets there, I'll have Scarbone and his whole gang ready to turn over to the law. Now get riding.
Get him up, Papoose. Get along. Get.
I want the truth.
Me no can tell him. Me gotta tell him, Sheriff. Red Rider, him gonna have Scarbone gang an Overland Flyer at Granite Falls Pass tonight at sundown.
So Red Rider's in with Scarbone's gang. Yeah. Well, I'll fix him. Meddle again in my business, will he?
You let me go now.
Oh, no. You're going right with me.
No, me got him go, Sheriff. You let me go. There. Now, Papoose, get up. Run, Papoose.
Little Beaver, come back here.
Get him up.
Well, there's only one way to beat you to it, Red Rider, and that's just what I'm going to do. Get up! Stretch! Hide!
I see anything, Red?
Yeah, Skybone. That smoke down a ways, that's a train. Listen.
Yeah.
Now, you all know what to do?
Yeah, and I hope it works.
Oh, shut your mouth, Matt. If you don't like Red, we'll be glad to leave you here. In a 6-foot hole. We know, Red. When the train slows up for the grade, we ride up alongside and jump around.
Right. You and your men swing up on the coupling of the express car, and I'll handle the engine crew. Now get ready. All right, Scarbone, let's ride. Now, swing up on the car.
Hey, what are you doing?
Take it easy, engineer. Do as I say, and nothing will happen.
Here, you...
Back there. You men all right?
Yeah, but we found a girl back here.
A girl? Where?
We're right here.
Red Rider.
Red Rider. Why, you double-cross...
Shot me. No one stopped the train.
You fools, you shot the engineer.
Ain't that too bad. Bat, what are you doing? Get away from that coupling.
Broke the coupling. Cars will roll back down the hill. Passengers all be killed.
Red Rider, help! The car's loose.
Engineer, can you hear me?
Yeah. That bar. Stop the engine. Hurry.
There's only one chance. If I can reverse this engine and catch up with the cars, we can couple on again and stop them.
Yeah. Little handle. Fall back. Slow.
There. That does it. Now if I can only catch them before they hit the switchback the other side of the tunnel. Come on, you old iron horse. Run! There go the cars out the other end. I'm gaining on them.
Roll, you engine, roll.
Wish I'd learned how to ride an engine when I was learning to ride a horse. If I hit that first car too hard, I'm liable to wreck us all.
Well, here goes. Thank the Lord. That does it. Now to stop the train.
Thanks for saving us, Ryder. But it's not going to do you much good.
We'll see about that. You murdering maniac. They want you dead or alive, and if I can help it, alive is the way you're going to be taken.
Red! Red Ryder! Red Ryder! You all right?
You bet, Sheriff. Come on up and get your men. All right, Scarborn, get up and start walking, because the place you're heading for, they're going to carry you out feet first.
Well, Marianne, let's hope this will teach you not to hop trains again.
Oh, Red, if there's any way I can ever repay you.
You'll repay him by not throwing him limp anymore.
I'll agree with that, little beaver. Well, head that pony of yours towards home. I'd like one of Ching Hao's meals and a good night's sleep before coming back to town to Scarbone's murder trial.
Bye, Red.
Get him up, Papoose. Get him going. Get!
Head for home, boy. Pound that dirt. Come on, Thunder.
Catching Scarborn Clawson and his gang of gun-handy killers was certainly one of America's fighting cowboys' most exciting adventures. But when we join Red Ryder and Little Beaver next time, he's got even more excitement and thrills in store for him when he crosses swords with roaring Chris Bender in the blazing border town of Buckhorn. Red Ryder comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday over these same stations. Tune in again next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Red Ryder is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. These are days of work and strain, action-filled days that call for the best efforts of every American. Enlist for victory with the Red Cross, USO, Civilian Defense, and other organizations. They need the help of trained and untrained workers. Mechanics, nurses, clerical workers, truck drivers, map readers, everyone who wants to work for national defense. And we can help our fighting men fight harder by investing in United States war bonds and stamps. So do your bit and keep physically fit. For the extra energy so important today, Langendorf bread contains dextrose and high nutriment values. For goodness sake, always reach for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer.
Red Ryder came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.